Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Madison, please?
This is she.
Hello, Madison. How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
From where? I'm sorry.
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
You're looking for Madison?
Yes, I am. I'm calling you today because we recently got an email about you.
Okay.
It was from somebody that you went out on a date with. His name is Bruce.
Okay.
And Bruce told us a little bit about your date, and he's very curious why you just kind of stopped talking to him. So he asked us to see if we could get you on the phone and find out why.
Okay. It's kind of awkward.
It's kind of awkward.
Understandable.
Yeah, this is a very awkward thing, but Bruce really wants to know if he did something wrong on your date. He had nothing but nice things to say about you. But he also said that you made plans with him to go out, like the next Friday after you guys had your date, and then you just bailed.
I mean, that just kind of happened. I do apologize, and I feel bad.
Hey, Madison, have you ever had somebody do that to you where you're really kind of into them and you want to go out with them again, they just stop talking to you?
Yes.
It's pretty frustrating, right?
It is. It is. I do understand. It is very frustrating.
So then...
And I do apologize.
Okay, well, don't you think it'd be cool to, like, let Bruce know why you blew him off?
I guess I can explain to you. I just would feel like I would hurt his feelings.
Okay.
So I don't want him to know.
Well, you can tell us, and then we'll figure out a way to tell him where it doesn't hurt
his
feelings.
Yeah, kind of relay the message gently.
Okay.
Okay, so we had a good time. He was very nice, and when the date finished, he called me back, and he just, you know, said thank you, and that was actually really nice. I really appreciated that. So we talked on his way home, and then he got home and proceeded to get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know obviously, I highly doubt he knows he did this, and I am in the wrong for this a little bit too, but he didn't hang up.
Uh-huh.
And...
So you stayed on. Anytime anybody does that to me, by the way, I stay on the phone the whole time too, just
you
to listen
do?
for a little bit, just to see what they're doing.
You guys are such. Weird.
I want to catch somebody being like pervy or something, you know.
It wasn't pervy.
Oh,
I wasn't
damn.
Being a perv. I just, you know, I was just kind of curious, I guess.
For sure.
What did you hear?
Well, at first I just heard rustling, and I was like, "Oh, okay, he's home." And then I heard a guy's voice. And I was like, ooh, he's going to have a conversation. That's when I was like, I'm definitely listening.
Oh,
and
no.
He said to the guy, I just went on a date. I'm going to marry that girl.
Oh. That's really cute.
Or really creepy.
Yeah, exactly. It goes one of two ways. Like, Brooke is practically ready to slide off her seat right now. And Jose's like, whoa, that's creepy.
It freaked me out. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so that's why I've been avoiding him, because... I don't think that you can tell if you're going to marry somebody after one date.
Yeah.
Maybe
so you just
can,
feel, you feel
other
like it was
could.
You feel like it was too much?
Too soon.
Yeah, way too much. And granted, yeah, like, I had a great time with him. It was fun. But when, you know, like, the first thing that he says when he gets home is, I'm going to marry that girl. It's
yeah.
Like, what?
But the thing is, I mean, you couldn't see his face. You don't know, I mean...
We're just trying so hard for like a storybook love tale thing right now.
Dude, seriously, I think some people can tell after the first date, and I think you're you could have found like the coolest guy you'll ever meet.
Or you could have found a stage 5 clinger.
But
it all depends how you interpret it. This is how she's interpreting it. I mean, that's how it made her feel.
Should be mutual, right?
But that's the risk of dating, right? They're all these either clingers or romantics.
Yeah, and that's the vibe that she got from this dude, obviously, that he's a clinger right away.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly the vibes that I got. And, you know, like, hey, that's fine for you maybe, but not for me. I want somebody to want to get to know me first.
Before you talk about marriage, all right. Well,
exactly.
Madison, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll make sure to let Bruce know in the nicest way possible.
Okay, I hope that helps.
All right, and the only nice way I can think of is to let you know that he's on the other line and just heard that.